This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Minow, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Minow and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Minow and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! Happy post-Christmas.
Yeah. It was fun, right?
Great. Weather was... You know what was so awesome? I wish I'd been somewhere out in the woods yesterday, because I was driving back from Manitowoc, and those trees with those, that was picturesque, okay. Like I can't believe for Christmas Day.
They call that hoarfrost.
Yes. It's the fog.
Okay.
That's what it's called. It is. The fog comes in, and then it like crystallizes to the tree. So
beautiful.
It was amazing.
I took the kids to the airport yesterday. I took a bunch. And I'm not one to pull over and take pictures. Right. I was Mr. Tourist yesterday.
But I didn't want to pull over on 43. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it was unbelievable, that stretch through 40 on 43.
That, I know I felt like, I hope nobody sees me, but I that was totally.
I'm right with you. I thought the exact same thing. I need to take some pictures.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we saw.
That's it. Exactly. Yeah, that was amazing.
And I don't know if that delayed, because they were flying out at 7, but then the first time we went out there, it's like, oh, no, it's delayed till 10. So it was great. Went back, had brunch. Then I drove back. That's at like 9 o'clock in the morning, but it was absolutely.
Yeah.
And even, they were taking pictures too.
Oh, they're
like, because you don't see that a lot, even living here.
I don't know if I've ever seen that here like that.
Yeah. That was very, very cool.
I mean, it was every tree,
Did it make you feel like painting? Like that guy you like?
Bob Ross?
Yeah. It was all just that little,
absolutely.
Those little swishes, little swish of green.
And,
anyway.
That was amazing. But like I said.
Swing and a drive!
I thought that was Bob. It was Bob Uecker. Sorry.
Okay. Oh, you thought it was Bob Ross?
I was just saying.
Get up! Get out of here!
Get that brush out of here.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're right. That was like unbelievably.
And the sun
beautiful.
Was shining and reflecting off that, and it was just amazing.
Yeah, that's cool.
So that was
people
cool.
People see that. That was a nice way to. Everything else? Were you good with your diet? No, neither.
Yeah. That's
the
scale.
I didn't want to think about it though.
No.
Did you guys? You know,
no.
It's like
we had.
There's these peanut butter balls. I'm gonna have a couple of those.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I too didn't want to think about it. I woke up this morning and I thought, I knew I had to work here, but I thought, I got to go to the trainer. But today's Thursday, which is, it's nice how it throws you off a day. So I felt really good about it. I thought today was Monday, like everybody else, right?
I've been completely off. What day? Today is Thursday, right?
Yeah, all day.
Okay. All right. I literally had to think, when I woke up this morning, it's like, is this Friday?
See, I thought
it
was Monday.
Okay.
So.
Because tomorrow I'm doing the Mullane's show.
Oh, yeah.
Local 5 Live.
Right. Uh-huh.
And, so then New Year's Eve is when? Next Tuesday?
Yes. It's a week from Christmas Eve.
Yep. It seems weird I don't know why. It just seems weird being in the middle of the week, doesn't it? But it's kind of cool. He breaks up the week.
Oh, that was
Jim and I were talking. We got a new idea for the next
idea
New
for,
Year.
Yeah.
We're going to take Wednesdays off.
that'd be great.
I probably
every Wednesday.
Could have presented that a little different that we have a new idea. I mean, what's the benefit? We're going to work twice as hard and do best of and played on Wednesdays. Now, there he might buy into that. But we don't want to be here on Wednesdays.
But who's going to do all that work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We haven't discussed this all the way through yet.
Yeah.
You weren't in the meeting.
We're just saying, it's great having a Wednesday off. Just to get two here, two there.
And I don't like it because you just shut down and then you got to get back into it. At least with the weekend, you shut down on Saturday. You got another kind of rest day on Sunday.
Yeah.
And then you come back at it on a Monday.
No.
I drove in today. I'm not feeling this at all.
All right. No, no one's talking about giving up the weekend.
Yeah. We're
not
saying we'll be in here Saturday.
I see.
Okay. No, absolutely not.
What part of this don't you get, Ty?
We're done Friday at 9 until Monday, and then we're done Tuesday at 9 until Thursday.
Yes.
Okay. So. Yeah. It's a little Johnny Carson action there, right?
Exactly.
We'll get you a guest host to come in
once
a week.
Absolutely.
Okay. There we could do the guest of the week.
And but make sure they're not very good.
Well, that's the thing. I'm afraid we'd probably find some people who are really good. And then,
those actors.
You guys can take Tuesdays off.
Got great news for you guys.
You're going to have to come in tomorrow. We got this covered.
You're off Mondays and Fridays.
And Wednesdays.
And Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can make a guest appearance.
That is the risk.
Yeah, that's always the risk.
Yes, so maybe that's why I thought the best of would be a little bit more job security.
So do you think that's why Mulane asked you to come in? Because Lisa's not worried about you filling in for
I've had that thought.
He's not going to bounce me.
Had that thought. Nice morning out there. A little nippy. 24 in Green Bay, 27 in Appleton. And once again, we'd love to say hello to our new Appleton listeners.
Yeah.
27 in Oshkosh. We had big news last week. We are now live on the frequency in Appleton at 96.5 FM. WISS. So 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Today, December 26th, of course, it is Thank You Day. I didn't know there was one.
Wow. You'd think that would have been the fourth Thursday of November.
Why is that? Well,
Thanksgiving,
yeah.
We always gave out awards during the month of November like it's a thank you appreciation month, but I didn't know there was a specific day either.
I didn't either. So
well, thank you for telling me that.
Thank you.
Candy
cane day. Why would candy cane day be the day after? Is that to clear it out?
Right, 50% off.
That's to clear
off.
Out, 50% off. That's what that is. I like green candy canes more than the red ones. You?
I think they taste the same. It's just one's
peppermint, one's spearmint.
I like the spearmint.
Spearmint.
Because the candies we have here
are
spearmint.
Are spearmint.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like those a lot.
I agree.
A lot. Yep. You know what we had the other night that I just loved? And everybody's probably had this. Like hot sangria.
Mm. Yeah.
The hot red wine with the lemons and oranges and everything.
Well, that's good. A little mulled.
Yeah. That's a good
That is.
Drink.
It's a good way to get drunk.
Well, and
well, it does, guy. It puts you to sleep. You know what? If you need, like, if you get a bad cold or something, boy, does that seem like the thing that just clears you out.
Yeah, I got kind of sick. I was having a little bit of a cough. I was feeling sick, so I drank a half bottle of cough medicine, that NyQuil. And
ooh.
I didn't feel good. I got sick.
Half a bottle.
Well, I wanted it to go away because I had to work today.
Ooh. Okay.
Well, I
thought I turned to the Southern Comfort the other night. Man.
That's what it felt like when I was done.
Well, that's what that stuff
is. Burning in
the
throat. Yeah. It just was like, wow, this is pretty strong. But I did not want to get sick. So, but I got sick,
right.
but
you
it
got
wasn't
sick anyway.
Well, it was a different kind of sick.
Okay.
Just
all right.
The pad all that. Anyway, I'm feeling good.
Is that Winer's Day?
Winer's Day.
Why would Winer's be able to get a day? I can't believe you.
So
give
we could
Winer's
just say
a
to
day.
Them, happy day.
Why should they get a day? Why do Winer's get a day? It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'm going to create my own day.
Happy day.
Unbelievable.
Happy anybody day. Think it's ironic that John's whining right now?
Right. Yeah. No, I know.
All the breaks. So I got to, did you weigh yourself before Christmas and after?
I did not.
I put on 3 pounds.
Did you?
That's
okay.
Not bad.
No,
not bad.
That's not bad.
I felt okay.
No, I didn't.
I felt okay.
Yeah.
I put on more than that.
Did you?
For sure. Oh, yeah.
But the food was good. You know, I didn't eat a lot of carbs.
You want to know something else I can live on? And I'm going to give a place a quick shout out for their. I bought a quart of their soup again the other day. Enchilada soup from the right place.
That sounds good.
Yeah, what's the sodium in there? Oh, from the right place.
The right place.
None.
That is so good.
Yeah, that is. They have good soup there. Okay, I thought it was something you bought at Dollar Tree.
Enchilada soup.
Yeah.
It's just phenomenal.
Yeah.
We
couldn't find out. We were going to go out last just to take a little break from, you know, traditional food. Nothing open yesterday.
Nothing.
Which I think is great. There's a couple places we thought, well, they'll be open. And I think that's nice. I thought yesterday
I had
was a
nothing.
Good day.
I got back to my apartment last night.
Open.
And you're right. Nothing was open. Okay. And I'd taken back a little bit of stuff, but not, you know. Okay. But I was starving last night, like 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
I ended up taking 2 eggs and some shredded cheese and a piece of bologna, and just mixing them all together. But that wasn't bad.
On toast or?
I didn't have any bread. Just in general. Put it in the microwave. 2 minutes. Not bad.
Okay. That went. Man, Todd, when's the last time you had bologna? God, that's like grade school.
My bologna has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R.
Right.
My bologna has a second name. It's M-A-Y-A-R. Oh, I love to eat it every day. And if you ask me why, I say... way.
Sound like those kids.
Because Oscar Mayer makes the best. No, nope. B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
I thought it was Oscar Mayer has a way with.
Oh, yeah, B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Something like I that. Love no, bologna. I can live on bologna.
I don't think that's very good for you.
It's very good for you. There's like no carbs.
That's sweep up the floor stuff, I think, in there. I don't think that's
probably.
Been,
you're
I don't
right.
think that's really tested. I think that's kind of like those cheap wieners.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a quick question. Yeah. You're in the lumber industry.
Uh-huh.
And what
my
shows.
My dad was.
Yeah, I still can't. I mean, if my dad had been in the lumber industry, I would have followed in the footsteps like you can't believe. Last thing in the world I wanted was become an underground miner.
You can't live with regrets, Johnny. So, I sometimes think about
but
that.
But here's the deal. But
whatever.
So I was watching a show, and a guy was reading the newspaper, and his daughter or somebody says, Dad, you know, you can read that on your computer instead of killing trees by going to things. He says, let me tell you something, okay? the wood that goes into making paper is exactly like the stuff that goes into making a hot dog. It's all the stuff you can't use for anything else. So don't worry about killing trees. Is that true? You've been from a lumber family?
No. No, John. A 2x4 comes out of a tree.
A 2x4 does. But what is the newspaper? Well, like that newspaper in front of
newspaper.
You.
Newspaper. There's two types of newspapers. One is virgin fiber, which would come from the trees. The other one is recycled fiber, which is probably what this is made out of. And that's just old newspapers.
But I mean, you would. I mean,
this is the recycled fiber is made from old newspapers. So you tell your daughter that has.
It's a TV show. Yeah, my daughters don't care about the trees. No, here's what I'm saying. Okay, is there any healthy tree that's ever cut down and used simply to make paper with? And I'm not trying to put down the paper industry. I mean, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for that. But he got me thinking. You know what I mean?
I would say the answer is yes to that.
That's always been the theory with the environmentalists, you know. Don't buy paper. Trees are dying because of that.
But they have a complaint.
Who texted that in, Todd? My baloney has a last name. It's M-A-I-N-O.
That's great.
That's really nice, Nikki. Real mature.
That's
hey,
funny.
Nikki. Nikki, real mature. Real mature. Okay, Nikki. Glad to see the holiday cheer is still coursing through your veins.
You don't know that that's our Nikki.
That's our Nikki. I can tell where that snark
was. Okay, all right.
She sent me a beautiful text last night, though, for Christmas.
Did she?
Merry Christmas, you dirty rat.
Ah,
nice.
One of the all-time great lines. 1, 2, 10. Good morning from Madison, Michael. Good morning, Michael. How you doing in Madison?
Wasn't that, did you get a lot of, I like Christmas cards, and I'll admit, they're not all out yet. I'm going to finish them today. But
you're still good. No, you're not going to be that guy to send a Christmas card after Christmas. No, don't.
I didn't have any time this week.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. I'm asking you not to, and I'm telling you why.
Don't worry about it, John.
I'm telling you why.
Okay, John, I won't.
I'm telling you why.
What?
Because then those people are going to feel guilty if they didn't send you one, and then it's going to be like two weeks afterwards, and they know that you know the only reason they're sending you one is because you sent them one.
No.
It's a lot of stress to put on somebody, Jim.
No, it's not the way it is. They're expecting a card. I've already got cards from them.
They were expecting a card.
Yeah, no, that's true.
They're no longer expecting a card.
But anyway, I was going to ask you if you got a bunch of email Christmas cards. Those are kind of, it's okay.
Got
it's nice.
A few. I feel like people have forgotten about me. I didn't get a lot of response.
we could have been somebody.
We could have been contenders instead of a bum, which we are. We gotta set a quick break. Mind on the mayor. Back up for this. Baby, I'll spill a glass.
Well, honey, it ain't. You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Mind on the mayor here on the day after Christmas. Today is also St. Stephen's Day. I never heard of, I mean, I know of schools named St. Stephen's, but I've never, St. Stephen's.
No, I don't know what he's
What did he do?
Patron saint.
Of what?
I don't know. Let's look it up.
All right, look it up when you get a chance.
Let's guess. He's not the blind. He's not the hearing. He's not the lost things. St. Stephen's.
Yeah, he doesn't get a lot of do.
He doesn't.
Mm-mm.
Now watch, it's something like, we don't know him, and he's like the patron saint of money or something.
Yeah, maybe. Today is also Boxing Day. Why would today be Boxing Day, Todd?
Boxing Day is kind of a UK thing where it was supposed to be where you box up all the stuff you didn't want, take it back to the stores.
Oh, really?
Or you give your mailman or your police chief or something like that, a little gift kind of thing. But it's another day off in the UK.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unlike America, where...
Hey, okay, let me just say something. You guys scarred me.
Oh, my goodness.
So bad last week.
Yeah.
Over that book that I was going to give to my son.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not sure that I scarred you because I said it was okay.
What was the book?
About Auschwitz.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, so I got some, Burke gave me some really great things the other night for going on his show. Okay?
Yeah.
Including, you know, two rounds of golf at a great place, Thornberry. I don't golf anymore. And then also an overnight stay at nice hotel, Radisson. Okay, so I gave them to family members. But I had, I made sure. Jim, I swear to God. No. I said that at the very beginning. I said, hey, listen, guys, please don't take this like I'm regifting something. I just don't want these to go to waste because there's many times I've had something and I don't use it and I find it. It's like, oh, crap. And so I said, please don't look at this as a regift or anything. Just, this isn't, it doesn't have anything to do with Christmas. I was trying to tell them. And I knew that there'd be some people say, regifting.
Well, it is, John.
But not really.
You can't give you something that's used and say, don't look at this as used. I mean, you're right. It's got a few stains, wore it, but just don't look at it that way.
It's never been used. It's still in the envelope.
It was a gift you got that you gave to someone else. And the
thoughts
behind it. But I
even checked with Burke. I said, Burke, would it be okay if I gave you? Yeah. Absolutely.
Sure. I know, because is it transferable is what you're asking.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a regift. That's fine. Don't be embarrassed about it. I'd rather somebody use it. And there was just an article that a lot of people did get gift cards and certificates, and it's like, use them as soon as possible, because once you don't,
you don't.
And then even that card we got, did you read the back of that thing? It starts ticking off after a year.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Usually a year.
Maybe 6 months. I read the back of that thing. And that's fine. I mean, thank God for the card.
For which one?
Okay. It's something that we got. All I want to say is that, use it. I thought that was a really good article. Use it now.
I agree. So. I totally agree. And then I feel terrible when I find something like that.
Oh, and it's gone. Yeah, or it's, yeah.
Why? That actually happened to me this morning. I had found one of the cards you guys are talking about from like last year. I'm like, I got to put a little something in my gas tank. Used it. Couple of bucks.
That's right. What I mean. That, yeah.
That can go.
Yeah. I remember one time I was coming back from a radio show. I was a guest on a radio show outside of town. Okay. Won't say who, where, whatever. Okay. And they'd given me same thing, like a gas station thing, and stopped at the pump, and it was like six, that's supposed to be like $25. It was like $6. And I didn't know those things. I go into that. I start complaining. Hey, something's wrong with your pump. You know, the whole thing. I'm like, and
they just,
well, this is over a year old. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know that would happen, that they would drop in increments.
Some do and some don't, but a lot do.
Yeah.
And then I read an article, and you can look this up. The number of cars that are not used.
That's what I mean.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What a profit center for a company.
What 1,000,000% profit.
Right. Yeah. And because if they expire, but when I had my retirement party, and look, I don't need a lot of stuff. I can't tell you how many gift cards we got.
Yeah.
Every restaurant and in a night in Door County and this. And you really got to use, you kind of work at it, but you get a stack of those things.
I love when I get a gift card
from
someplace.
So I'm driving around with one, and I put it right in my... it's not called a credenza, whatever. Remember we argued about that. You know,
like I said, the last time before doing the show with you, the last time I had ever heard the word credenza was from my Nona in 1973. I think it was, Johnny, would you get something off the top of my credenza?
There you go. Anyway, it's for what's that place on 29? The meat market, is it not Merchants?
Maple.
Yeah, Maplewood Meats.
Okay,
so I got to get out there, and that's going to be fun. So yeah. I'm going to go out there and pick up.
Give me some.
Stuff
give me news. Some jerky. Would you give me some jerky or beef sticks?
Yeah, I actually had. I have beef. I'll bring some beef sticks tomorrow. I had some yesterday. The guy who I have a piece of property in Two Rivers that I never. He hunts on there. Bo hunts.
Oh,
and he got a good deer this year, so he just brings me a bunch of, and he gives me the beef sticks.
Oh man, I will take. I could live on beef sticks.
He gave me both jerky too. Really
beef
like
sticks,
that.
Tortilla soup, enchilada soup. Okay, cheese boxes.
Well, you know that's
I
so far so
live
good
that.
On
yeah.
that carb thing.
Yeah, exactly. I can
God,
live on all
your
those
insides.
Things.
Just must be gunked up good.
Yeah, really.
You know?
Nah, they're good.
No, they're good.
Yeah, they're good.
All right.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound very good.
Yeah.
I'm saying hey, I can live on those things.
So we've got today and tomorrow, but then next
I would
week,
be okay without eating fresh vegetables.
Yeah, no, I know. But
I know.
Who is Dr. Coach Kathy?
Yeah, I know.
What did she say?
I know.
Fresh veggies every day.
I know. But that's hard.
She only lost 200 pounds,
I mean,
John.
I feel like I got to be a peasant woman in, like, the Ukraine, like, in 1957.
I could see that.
Going to the market every day with my Bunga scarf on or whatever they call those things.
Yeah. And that's...
And the big, heavy coat and his big fingers, big, gnarly... Sausage fingers.
Big woven basket.
Yeah, on your head.
Exactly. Yeah. And I go there with my babushka every day, and I buy my potatoes.
Do you realize how good a shape you'd be in?
How much are these potatoes today? Yeah. 49 says, oh, that's too much. You're robbing us. Give me your, I'm going to go today. Give me some rhubarb.
Yeah.
Every day. So I got to make my soup.
And yeah, that's good. You go, you it's do like the every walk, day I got to go to the stuff. Store. No, she's a lot healthier than you are.
I'm just saying.
Yes. Speaking of your dialect there, I have
that was a country a lot of people don't know about.
Because it doesn't exist.
I can't talk about it.
No, I was telling you that one of my daughters for Christmas went to meet the family. So she's in India. And she texted me.
Did she tell him about my possible relationship to the Prime Minister of India? Did she tell him?
She just met him last year. I don't think you were the top of the agenda.
Show him one of our cards. Show her my card that the Prime Minister is probably related to me.
I don't know. I can't
commit
to that.
How amazing is that? That John Minow is very possibly related
to the Prime Minister.
To Gandhi. Minow and Gandhi. Think about it.
Okay. If he shows up, I'll move over.
Todd?
Wow. Anyway.
So she goes to India.
She goes to India. I just would say that. And they got in at like 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Airport, just packed people all over.
Wow. Driving.
You know, that's a different culture than we have here.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you look at things that are different. A lot of the world, not the world, a lot of the United States is pretty much the same. But you get there, there's just people. She said the driving is just
crazy.
What you think. Anyway,
one of my goals for 2025 is to eat like spicier food. They say that's Indian food.
I can help you with that.
Curry, Thai food.
Yeah.
I want to talk about that.
That's awesome.
It's good for your gut, like God was saying.
Yeah.
Quick break. Back to this. All the guys
on the corner stand. You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. heroicdeed.com.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Kwanzaa begins on December 26th. It's an African-American and Pan-African celebration created in 1966. Dr. Alfonso Simpson Jr. is the Director of African-American Studies at UW-Oshkosh.
It's a celebration of family, a celebration of community and culture, and is rooted in raising up and bringing forth the ancient African model of cultivating, harvest, and sharing good in the world. It's really about sharing good in the world.
According to official KwanzaaWebsite.org, participants celebrate Kwanzaa with feasts, music, dance, and stories. They also honor the seven principles of unity, self-determination, collective work and responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith. Wisconsin pediatric health officials say type 2 diabetes has risen dramatically in kids and teens over the last couple of decades. According to UW Health Kids officials, the main cause of the rise has been genetics, making it difficult for kids and teens to cut down on their weight regardless of how healthy they eat or how much exercise they get. Scientific studies have linked cases of parents with diabetes or general obesity during pregnancy to a higher risk of type 2 diabetes in their kids. Health officials say the right medication can make the biggest difference. 25-year-old Chase Cuddy of Crivitz was killed in a single vehicle accident Christmas Eve. Marinette County officials say they received an iPhone crash detection call and found the accident on County Highway X in the town of Stevenson. The investigation indicates Cuddy's vehicle tried to pass another vehicle, lost control, went into the ditch, and hit several trees. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, day after Christmas. What's everybody doing? Did let us know. Text us. Let us know how your Christmas went. Did you get something that you really did not expect gift-wise? Did you get anything that you were offended by, like buying somebody a scale? I don't know. Just throwing that out there. Jared Leto. Leto or Leto? Leto.
I call him Leto.
Jared yeah. Leto is 53. He's one of those guys, I know his name, but I can never picture who he is if I see him.
Oh, yeah. I'll get it for you.
Lars Ulrich from Metallica is 61. Got a text here from Nikki. Mino's dietary choices can best be described as a colon cement mix, okay?
That's
Jim, take oil of oregano. It works. Vicky.
So my sister, that's her.
That's your sister?
Yeah. She.
That's your sister?
No, that's Jared.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay. I didn't think his sister had a beard. Jeez, John.
Well, you can't. Okay, this is my sister. This no. is my sister. It's like, whoa, okay.
Okay, his sister's well, is Vicky.
The operation went well.
Yeah, I guess.
No, she's my brother.
Okay. Right.
But no, she swears by that. She always got a cold every winter.
Oregano?
Yeah. And it's
what oil. Is that exactly?
Well,
oregano
that
is like what you, it's a seasoning, right?
Oh, yeah,
it's
an herb. Like a parsley or something.
It's an
right.
herb.
Yeah.
You
right.
put it on,
right.
Italians use it a lot in yeah. their food and stuff like that. But they mix it with oil, and then you take a little bit of that oil, and that keeps your
really
yeah she swears by it.
I read something that a cup or a couple that. Teaspoons of olive oil in the morning is good for you.
Yeah
just pure yeah. olive oil.
Sure. Drink water, much less olive oil in the morning.
Get that honey, put coffee. Some garlic yeah. in it. Jim, you got that honey from Big Wayne last,
I did
yeah
I, used, I would do actually that. We used some of that yeah. I used that garlic he gave us, man, that was good.
Yeah, the fresh made that, garlic is so different than other garlic.
I made that tenderloin and you know. And you cut like slits in it and then put garlic in. That was good.
The 25 is my year of cooking good stuff.
You know, there's so that is so easy to do. And what you got to look at, especially you, they'll give you the recipe and you'll be like, oh, but go down and see how many ingredients. Because if it's over like 7 or 8,
too much,
you won't do it.
Right.
And you will start cutting stuff out, which cuts out the recipe. Some stuff I do is like 13, 14. That's a lot of stuff you got to put
it's
in
a lot
there.
Of stuff.
It is. And you got to kind of, do I have it all? And but
I'm going to specialize in soup. I'm going to specialize in making soup.
Okay.
Every week, I make it a big, big thing of soup, and I'll bring you guys in some every week.
Well, you don't have to do that, but you can make it. If you can get soup with 4, 5 ingredients, that'd be great. A little rice.
Yeah.
You know, but then you might say vegetables. Like, you know, the carrots and potatoes, that they're not all separate. So it's going to say vegetables. You know, right, just be careful when you look at that so that you do it.
But that's
my new
thing.
Good idea.
All soup. I'm going to buy a book on just making soups.
Go online. Well, again, you should buy a book.
But all right.
Pictures are good.
Yeah.
Hey, something I read, different subject. So
and Thai food. I mentioned that in the break.
Oh, yeah. Thai
food. Thai
good.
Food is really good for you. I was reading a thing. Anything spicy, for guys especially, is really good. It's anti-inflammatory. Which is a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that means, but it's a good thing. So.
Right. Brought to you by the Thai industry. They're the ones who did the report. No, I was going to say, I want to talk to you about this. President Biden.
Got a text here for you. Jim, you can get oil of oregano in pill form. What?
Don't know if I would do that. I would try.
Actually, another thing I'm doing, I'm going to start doing on every daily basis is chai water. Nikki bought me the big thing of chai.
Which
chai seeds.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be really good for
chia,
you.
Chia, right?
Okay.
Chia.
All right.
Chai is
there's different ways
chia.
Of pronouncing it.
No, it's different ways of spelling it. There's different. No, those are two separate things.
Kind of interesting. Later this morning at 8:30, we have Kimberly Steger in from Nutritional Healing in Appleton.
Yes.
She keeps people healthy through nutrition, so she can talk about that.
As
but
can
then
I.
She's also going to be joined by Brooke Knowles, and there's a book out called The Simply Sweet Cookbook, and it's actually written and in tribute to a very special person in Appleton. So they'll be in
awesome.
To talk a little bit
yes,
about that.
Yes, reading about cool. that. That sounds great. I want to get that cookbook.
Yeah.
All right.
Outstanding.
Yes.
Do we have any Thai restaurants in Green Bay?
Of course we do.
Got to.
We do?
Yeah.
Where?
A couple of them. We have one. Right by my place on off of Webster.
There used to be a great one on Broadway way back in the
day. Oh, really?
Day. Yeah.
Okay.
Back in the day.
Because there used to be a real good one in Two Rivers.
Really?
Yeah. Kind of across from the Maritime Museum.
That is not, well, what's in Manitowoc, but that is
not. No, that's Two Rivers.
Maritime?
Isn't that? Or is that? Oh, yeah, you're right. That's Manitowoc. All right.
Well, I just don't think they'd have a.
Yeah, that's well, I surprised think it's close, me. But it's supposed to be just fantastic. We had takeout from there once. It was great.
I was just going to say, I don't think that would work there. Oh, yeah, it's closed, but it. All right. Well, anyway, Thai food is great food. Yes, I. We
and you can make pho, which is that Thai soup kind of stuff, really easily.
Well, yeah, maybe the soup, but the food has a boatload of ingredients.
Sure, but the soup itself is just basically you broth. With. You can put a little meat in there.
Right. Like when I go to CVS from here, I walk past that curry. Asian store.
That's a good place to go.
And I like to go there and get some spices and stuff like that.
Yeah. Fresh herbs.
They're super helpful.
Yeah.
But, yeah, get your rice there, too.
So it's going to be a whole new me in 25.
Okay. But that...
They will heard it here first, folks.
But besides the curry, there's... The soup I don't know much about, but the food, I've tried that when Harsh came home. That's hard to make, that Indian food.
Is it really?
Well, there's just so much that goes in there.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Man, I should
say it's hard to make.
Indian food is so good.
It is. I know, where you get that spicy kind of something.
And it tastes like nothing else.
Right.
It doesn't taste like anything here in America because it's not overly salted. There's other spices and stuff.
Actually, I was watching Seinfeld last night. I might open a Pakistanian restaurant. You're the very bad man, Jerry Seinfeld. Very bad. Ba-boo. Yeah.
That's... We would have to... I was telling Johnny during the break, Todd, that... you know, we do talk about food once in a while here. Now, not that we're Jim Gaffigan food, but close. We got to get some chefs on here because, you know, I know Chris Mangus wants to come on here. He owns 335. I've talked to him. I've asked him to come on here. Maybe we can do some feature recipe of the month or something. That's soup you're on to. I think you could make that. And what you should do for our listeners is try to get the cost, too. Like I made this.
How much does stuff cost?
Yeah, I made this for... $8 or $18. You know, there's a difference.
Shoot, you could do a little feature here on the show, Mino's Menu, and then you can just...
Absolutely!
It's got to be, let's say, 6 ingredients or less, or you won't make it. And then...
I'm all in.
And I'm happy to...
I'm all in.
Assist.
Make it 10 or more. And I'll make something, too.
Okay,
we'll see. Because I'll have, like, pork and veal and all that. You know what I mean?
We could have a soup off.
Well, okay. Yeah,
I think that would be really fun this month.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys want to do something like that?
Yes.
The two of you?
A soup off.
Yeah.
Okay, do you chili or just or soup?
No, soup.
Not chili.
Any kind of soup you want.
All right. So you want to tell people what you're making now?
No. I don't know yet.
Give you guys some time to think about it.
Okay.
And then we'll have some judges come in.
I'm all in.
All right. I'm in.
All right.
I need to buy a big pot. Where do you buy a big pot?
Well, you should have one.
But you gotta,
No, they don't have them.
No.
I hope not.
Trust me, I know.
No.
I can tell you what's in every aisle of the dollar store.
No.
Okay, so
wait
a minute. You guys heard me talking during the break about something. It's a family matter. I just have a feeling my son, who is a lot not like me.
Mm-hmm.
In that he wants food from, like, specific places or whatever and kind of whatever, okay?
Yeah.
So I wanted to do... I'm actually... Give Julie a quick call, Todd. I need to know if he said something.
Warning, Julie. I'm calling you. Warning.
Yeah. So I did, like, a stocking stuffer type thing, okay? And he always said... That, you know, he tried to make us feel guilty. He had said, like, he's the only kid in college that didn't get a care package from home. Okay.
Right.
No, it's not right. But he lives 6 miles away or 6 minutes away from home.
Everybody else gets one. You don't.
Right.
It's like mail and jail.
So I basically tried to give him a care package, being kind of funny for thing. Okay. I think he could tell the stuff was from the Dollar Tree and didn't, like, get too excited about it.
Right.
I think he could just sense that.
Who can't?
I mean, if it had been all like Sarugis or some other thing, then it'd be, oh, but it's the same stuff, just from a different place.
Yeah. And a lot older.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's no. I was there and it was coming off the truck. They were taking it right off the truck, Jim.
Yep.
Right off the truck.
Right from the warehouse.
Right off the truck.
Warehouse. Take it out of warehouse C. What do you mean? Well, we do the LIFO FIFO method.
No.
Take warehouse C. That's where we're at right now.
All
right. Yeah, the fresh stuff's an A. No, I don't know, John. As a gift, Dollar Tree, to your son, I don't know. You could. All right, that's great.
It's all
a thought.
Packaged.
It's
the all,
thought. It's a thought.
It's all supervised.
Yeah, well. Not Okay.
Julie is not answering.
I that, believe right. that.
So,
got a nice text here from cool Terry. Gift. Very true. Listen to this one. Great Christmas. My pathology report came back Christmas Eve, cancer free. Wow. Plus, my wife got me a hard to find album, 1973 Jerry Garcia album, Old and In the Way. It's when Jerry took a hiatus from Grateful Dead to do a bluegrass album, Terry. Wow. Great news, Terry.
Yeah, and
so glad to hear that. Fantastic. Wonderful to hear.
Yeah.
Was there something that kind of stood out for you, Jim? Is this that gift that you got? That
I don't know. The gift, I tell you what surprised me was Christmas Eve, you know, President Biden signed 50 bills into law.
Oh,
right?
Did he really?
And one of them was, get this, the bald eagle.
Oh, yeah, it's our national bird. I always thought it was.
Like, everybody thought it was. Like, for 250 years, yeah. We thought it was. Yeah. Everybody thought it was. And I think, I don't know, but I think some people might be working on his legacy. I think. I don't know that. So they introduced this thing. It's never been codified. I think the military guy started it, slapped that eagle on. Everybody used it. And I was like, what? I couldn't believe that. It's protected. Obviously, it's used on everything and anything. And I was just like, anyway, that was, so you were surprised too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, was I. I was like, wow, that's.
It's like, what? This has always been our national. Why was it so illegal to kill them then?
I mean, not that
you should anyway. No, I'm not saying that. Oh, let's go kill some bald eagles. But I'm just saying it was so protected
right.
And such a hard thing to
oh
make
gosh,
the comeback
go
now.
Go to jail
is,
for doing that.
Oh, my God. You can go to jail. You know what's amazing? I'll tell you something.
Okay.
You can go to jail for owning an eagle feather. Okay. Jail for owning an eagle feather and a big fine and for killing a bat. That ain't right. I'm sorry, but that ain't right. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
There's so many things, bad things people do to people,
that,
and they just get a little, oh, no, well, don't do that anymore
right.
there. We think you got to, you know, we don't want to, you know, waste your life. We're
right.
Gonna, you know, we're going to just, you know.
But.
Oh, my God. You own an eagle feather?
Yeah.
Slammer. You killed a bat that could have given your kids rabies? Slammer.
Yeah. I think you're going to see with, you know, I'm going to stay a little bit away from politics, but that, what's that new organization called that they're starting that, With Elon Musk and Buscemi to look at government. I think we're looking at a lot of duplication of effort, a lot of things that are just need to go. There's
yeah.
just too much paperwork on things that you're talking about. We had that in Green Bay. We're looking at something on the west side, and it was something about with the fire alarm that you had to go and pull the thing down, like to tell the horses or something that just crazy old bills that are still on the books that mean absolutely nothing.
I'd like to see some of those. That'd be pretty interesting.
They're out there.
Mind on the Mayor, day after Christmas. Back after this.
I'm taking little wives, oh little wives. I just passed a Jimmy and a wine. I've been a passing everything inside.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And she's a running like
never before.
It's Thursday.
There's a speed zone ahead with all right.
That one's for you.
I don't see a cop sign.
I was thinking about you coming back to Madison the other day.
You know, I went to the airport yesterday. There's a cop on 172. What, a state guy with his radar. I mean, come on, it's Christmas. You really gonna give out a ticket on Christmas?
Well, you don't want anybody being crazy on the roads. I gotta tell you, when I was driving back from Madison the other day, I could not believe it. It's like, how are there not like just unbelievable pileups every day with the way people drive? One car, yeah. So you know you got that part, you got that lane, like if your car breaks down that you pull into,
yeah,
some car going about 75 up that lane, okay,
wow.
In that in the emergency lane or whatever you want to call it, going 75 or maybe going 80, so I was probably going 75 and blew right past me,
passing
driving
the right
that lane on the left. It was on the left hand side. The breakdown lane is there.
Well,
I
no,
think that's
not
a breakdown lane. Yeah, it is.
It's on the left.
It's on the left. Okay.
If you're driving, John, what side is the curb on?
I don't know. All I'm saying is when they put in this hideaway.
You mean you don't know?
Well, what do you? I don't. All I'm saying is.
John, why would it be on the left? If you're driving, it's going to be on the right is where you're going to pull in, right? You're going to pull
then
off.
Then what is that lane that they have on the left with a big yellow line separating that lane from the rest of the highway? What is that lane then?
No passing.
Is that a passing lane?
No, you were with me when we got a ticket for...
No. This is out in like the Beltline area coming out of Madison.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I don't...
What is that lane? There's a big yellow line, and there's probably about a 10-foot wide lane, and I assume emergency lane.
Right, all right. I know what you're saying.
And he was driving on that.
All right, to pass you.
To pass everybody, going like 90 miles an hour. Then these two cars,
picking up speed.
This car came behind me, had to be going 120 miles an hour. No lie.
You are Mr. McGlue or Mr. Magoo, whatever his name was. Okay, go ahead.
120, blew past everybody, weaving in and out of traffic. Then this big red truck, I tried to get the license plate number. This big red truck came by at about 120, following him, weaving in and out of traffic. It's unbelievable.
It is a little bit of jockeying.
You cannot pay me to drive down there anymore.
Oh, my
God. I used to do it all the time. Yeah. I just don't have it in me anymore.
I don't know if that was me.
Got text. Same thing here, Jim. That same cop was there on 172 at 5:30 last night. I hope he got a lump of coal in his Christmas stocking.
Right.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with cops being on those. After riding on that highway back and forth to Milwaukee and Madison the other day, the driving on those highways is horrific.
The roads were clear.
I mean, people are going 110, 120.
I don't know if they're going that fast, but
they were going
fast. I was driving one time, and I was, you know, maybe going a little over the speed limit, and I could see this car behind me just really jockeying for that, you know, pole position, which, you know, I do that too. And it also keeps you more awake, right? Because you're driving, you're trying to get in front of everybody. It's more of a game than it is just like this boring trip. Well, anyway, and this guy's coming up behind me, and it's a Jaguar, and I'm like, wow, that guy's flying because I'm going pretty fast. And he passes me, this old guy with a sport coat on, kind of cool glasses.
Yeah.
Just a dude that
I can see the type.
He probably was a racer. You know, he could have been an Elkhart. But I just thought that was awesome how he, you know, sometimes they say old people drive slow. That guy, man, he's leader of the pack. Anyway, that was funny. I remember
so
that.
So let me ask you this, though. So what's more important, arresting somebody for a loud muffler or arresting somebody that could kill somebody on a highway because they're speeding?
Good point.
I can answer that.
Yeah.
It's the speed. Here's the thing with speed.
Yep.
It
kills.
No. If you're moving at the same speed, there need not be a speed limit. You know, like the Autobahn or something like that. If you're all driving 95, fine, as long as you all drive 95. If you're all driving 75, that's fine. If you're all driving 50, it's you keep the school. That's why those cars that they're coming out with that are going to have those automated slowdown things, it's all keeping the cars at the same pace.
So if somebody blows out a tire 14 cars ahead, every single car is going to be in that pileup because there won't be reaction time to slow down.
Yeah.
And we do have speed limits that say 70, so you should be driving 70.
Yeah. People go 100 all the time now. Well, I'm not kidding. I was going 80, and they're passing me like I'm annoying. They were going 100 miles an hour on that highway.
Well, cars are, you know, like, what does your speedometer go up to? Mine goes up to 160. Why?
Mine goes up to 65.
What, you got a bike?
That's it. I got one of those governors on there, so it looks like the Schneider trucks have.
I don't know that I don't know. Yeah, you're right. As long as people drive safe, but I do think we could up the speeds a little bit. Unbelievable highways.
I was amazed
especially if you go out west.
How dangerously some people were driving. I mean, that guy going in that left lane, are there any police officers out there? Tell me what that lane is for. And these other guys going 120, weaving in and out of traffic.
I don't know about that. It probably seemed like that to you because you're going
55. It was 120. I carry a radar gun.
Okay. Anyway, I just thought that was weird. That I got a ticket, though, on Mother's Day, which I thought was another weird day for a cop to be out. I was just going to, but the guy was cool about it. He pulled me over and he goes,
okay, so
I may have exaggerated a little bit that she wasn't as healthy as she is, but I was.
You're using your mom for an excuse to get out of a ticket.
I was
yes
going
or
to
no?
see her.
Were you using your mom as an excuse to get out of a ticket? Yes or no?
It was Mother's Day, of course.
I'm just asking a question, sir.
I did.
Okay.
Wow.
So let me ask you this.
But I got out of it too. He goes, all right, slow
so
down.
So was that this past Mother's Day?
Yeah.
In a how many month span? Is that three?
Okay. Let's...
Thank you, Todd. 5 month span, three. True or false?
What else?
How many other ones?
Today?
What else? Yeah, what don't about? We know about?
Yeah.
How do you get out of all these?
Well, one is I didn't. First of all, I always preface it with I was driving safe, even when I was with you, Johnny, and that drunk guy was in front of us.
Oh my God! The lady in the van with the soccer ball decal on the back. That one.
Okay.
I say, well, let's look up the accident report. I don't have any accidents. A few speeding tickets here and there. But I also drive a lot. My mom complains a lot to me. Oh, you get so many speeding tickets. I said, Mom. She goes, I don't have any. I said, Mom, you know, what does she drive to church and back? I mean, you're right. New Year's resolution, one of them is no tickets.
That would be nice.
Well, I mean, there's a difference between not getting a ticket
and not
breaking the law.
Yeah. It's like if somebody gets stopped or arrested for shoplifting, you're like, it's the first time I've ever done this. Yeah.
I'll have to get a really good radar detector or something. I do like that, though, when you're on GPS and it says, you know, radar ahead. That's cool.
Yeah, that's slowed down.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.